In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred in Little Stevens Underground Garage, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me is Kim Olin. She's the lead singer in the New Jersey, New York City area band Leather Catsuit. Their lineup also features guitarist Steve Conti, and the both of them are responsible for coming up with our recent coolest song in the world, Piece of the Pie. It's off the band's eponymous debut EP, available from Rumbar Records. We'll give some of it a listen now, and afterwards I'll chat with Kim on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Here in Little Stevens Underground Garage, and it's time for today's coolest conversations. My guest is Kim Olin, lead vocalist in the New Jersey, New York City area band Leather Catsuit. They've got this week's coolest song in the world, Piece of the Pie. It's off their self-titled debut EP that's available from Rumbar Records. How are you, Kim?
I am great, Manfred.
I'm so happy to get a chance to chat with you today.
Me too.
Yeah, well, you know, we've met a couple of times. We're also Facebook friends, so
we are.
It's cool that we've actually met each other in the physical world, not just in the virtual world, but on your profile in that virtual world, it says, quote, "I'm a grown-ass woman with her shit together trying to live a happy life on this godforsaken rock." So, since you are a grown-ass woman, any advice on how the rest of us can get our shit together?
You know what? Just go into the world with a positive attitude and be nice. There's so little of that, it seems. You know, every time you open up your computer browser, people are being so horrible. And it's just so much easier to be nice.
You know, I agree 100%. It's the adage about catching more flies with honey than vinegar. Well, in addition to being the lead vocalist in Leather Catsuit, you're also a DJ on Woody Radio. And on their blog, you wrote how you say, what's the quote? I like music. I like playing it. I like listening to it. I like talking about it. I like watching it live. Can you tell us some about your life growing up and how music became so integral to it?
I guess back in grade school, I was that little kid that walked around singing everything. So my mom gave me vocal lessons. So for about 14 years, I studied classical voice. And I was like a geeky theater kid too. So I was in all the plays, I was in chorus. So you really couldn't shut me up. I just sang everywhere all the time. And then got a little older and boys came into the picture, and then boys started garage bands. I would go to people's basements and garages and watch all the prepubescent garage bands and went away to college. And I ended up going to college in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And during the 80s, there was a huge scene there. Like the Smithereens were kind of the house band at the bar that I hung out at. So I was surrounded by tons of musicians in my college years. And many of them have gone on to, like, the Smithereens got successful. Glenn Burtnick from the Weaklings was in that scene. Tony Shanahan, who plays with Patti Smith. And then there's a bunch of guys that are kind of go-to New York City studio musicians now. So it's just something I've always done.
When can people check you out on Woody Radio?
Well, I am usually on the air on Thursdays from 7 to 9 Eastern time. I have been on hiatus trying to do the things I need to do with the record, but it's an internet radio station and it's at woodyradio.com and it's nonprofit and independent. So we play what we like. There's a lot of different DJs that play a lot of different kinds of music. My show tends to be punk and power pop and maybe glam and a little trash rock.
What's trash rock?
It's trash rock. It's kind of, it probably like the Stones. I would consider them probably the forerunners. There's a bunch of bands that I like right now. The Killer Hearts, Rambler, but they're not quite punk. The rock and roll, but a little hard. Oh, the Ravagers, like Ravagers. It's kind of like garage rock, with a slightly harder edge, but I mean, still harmonies and still good playing. But it's just, you know, it's people that have been probably like inspired by Johnny Thunders and, you know, all that stuff.
When you was mentioning when you were growing up, you would see these adolescent sort of garage bands. Did you ever sing with any of these bands?
Back then, I was really doing most of my singing. I was doing, opera and a lot of theater stuff.
Right.
So that was kind of my concentration. But, you know, as I got older, that wasn't really what I loved, though I do still have a lounge act in my back pocket if I need it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know,
like what if you were to do a lounge act, like what are you drawing on? Like 70s?
Like some 60s? Old, go ahead. Maybe some, yeah, the 70s variety shows, all those big, you know, Burt Bacharach, Hal David production numbers.
Yeah.
And some of the early rock stuff that wasn't really rock. It was kind of poppy.
Yeah.
I consider myself a rock chick, but I still have a great appreciation for those old things. And they're so much fun to sing because they're so overdramatic sometimes.
I know. It's great. Well, you wrote the coolest song in the world this week, Piece of the Pie, with Steve Conte, a great guitar player. Why don't you tell us how you guys even met? How do you even know Steve?
Well, I know Steve from probably the New Brunswick music scene.
All right.
He was around. He's a little younger than me, but he was around at that point. And then when his record, the Steve Conte and the Crazy Truth came out, I went to the record release show that he did in New Brunswick. And we talked a bit there. And over the years, we ran into each other because that is one of my favorite records of all time. And I had started working with a different producer, and he didn't seem to get where I was coming from. Like, the songs were not sounding like I wanted them to. So we stopped that relationship, and I went to my friend, Palmyra Del Ran, and I said, things aren't working out. I'm like, how did you get Debbie Harry to work with you? Because the people that were on my short list were, I thought, were maybe above my punching level at the time. And she said, Kim, just ask whoever you want. Just ask. The worst they can do is say no. So Steve had played a house show at my house, actually, right before COVID.
Right. And here we should point out that another one of the things you that you do is that you put on those shows at your house. Yeah. Right. So not only a DJ and a performer in your own right, but you're also a promoter.
Just, yeah, a supporter of the arts in any way that I can. So I called Steve up and asked him if he would listen to it. And he sat with the songs for about a week or two. And he goes, I see something there. Let's work on it. He helped me refine all the songs where I couldn't by myself, not being a musician.
And so he helped you. He helped you refine the songs. How did that translate into Leather Catsuit?
Well, Leather Catsuit was something that I had, it's a name that I had pulled out of, I don't know, probably a few drinks with friends. And I picked that name out. I said, it's for the band I'm going to have. And I put a Facebook page up online. And before I even started this record, I had like over 4,000 followers, and it was kind of a joke. So then once I started working on it, like, was I going to toss away 4,000 people that thought they might be interested? So no. I kept the name. And I really just want people to kind of giggle a little bit when they hear it. That was my intention with it. Because I've had the question, are you going to wear a leather cat suit? Yeah, probably not.
Well, so you get together with Steve to work on some songs. And it's help me with the timeline here, just because I'm just guessing here. So you work up some songs, and then you've got the idea of a band, and you kind of fill it out with some other players. And does that include was it Johnny Pisano and was it John Weber, the guys from Willie Niles Band?
Yeah, they were friends of mine, and you know, they are pros. They go to rehearse, they rehearse, they practice, and they show up ready. So we were able to bang most of the basic tracks out in 2 days at Renegade Nation.
Right. And who was the engineer? Was that Jeff?
That was Jeff Sanoff.
And so when exactly did you and Steve write the songs?
Like I said, I went in with them pretty much written, and then back and forth over some Zoom calls. Like Piece of the Pie, it actually had a different slant when I first wrote it. It was kind of more about how society was so obsessed with themselves. But then we changed it around a little bit. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, changed the chorus maybe a little bit and made it a little bit more about being American.
So do you guys have any upcoming live gigs?
Well, unfortunately, everybody that played on the record is on tour currently, one way or another. But I am putting together a band. It looks like it's going to be some session guys from New York. Looking back to my New Brunswick connections, a lot of people that are out playing today, but I don't want to say anything yet because it's not firm. I don't want to name names.
Not names, but give me an idea of when, like something you would be playing out, like maybe this fall then?
Maybe during the summer I would like, and then I'm right now I'm trying to get a show booked in New Jersey with my label mates from California, the Slamdanistas.
Oh yeah.
And another New York City band, actually via New Jersey, the Sins. Mm-hmm. So
well, you know, we can take a listen to one more song off of the debut EP, self-titled EP, Leather Cat Suit. And I'd like to hear the second track on there, Can't Get You Off My Mind. And I don't know, you mentioned the Smithereens earlier being part of that that 80s scene, and this, I don't know why, but this particular track gives me a sense of the Smithereens. Where did the song idea from this one come from?
Actually, that was a song when I had a band in the 80s that it was just, you know, a train wreck. It was a train wreck, but a friend of mine, Dave DeLuca, wrote the song and gave it to me. And he said, here, it's yours, do with it as you will. And I've actually had it in a notebook since, I think it was dated 1984 was the page. And I liked the first two verses, but I hated the rest of it. So I wrote a third verse, put a chorus in, and then Steve helped me arrange it.
I can't remember if it was the band's Facebook page or your Facebook page, but you have made a video for this or not?
There is a video, and you know, we're still kind of riding the Piece of the Pie thing, but it will be our second single, and we're trying to see about where the video is going to debut.
All right, Kim, thank you so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you for talking with me.
Well, let's take a listen now to Leather Cat Suit doing Can't Get You Off My Mind in Little Steven's Underground Garage. some of Can't Get You Off My Mind. That's Leather Catsuit here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Track is off their eponymous debut EP, available from Rumbar Records. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's lead singer, Kim Olin, for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Since REM split up back in 2011, guitarist Peter Buck and his longtime friend and collaborator Scott McCoy had all sorts of music projects, including the Minus Five and the Baseball Project. Well, another is the No Ones, and Peter will join me next time around to tell us all about their latest album, My Best Evil Friend. That's Peter Buck on your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Wednesday, Thursday.
Buddy, you're a boy.
Make a big noise playing in the street.
I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.